Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Selkirk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Saltzgaber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Arndt Jorgens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe strikes out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete strikes out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Saltzgaber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Jorgens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Selkirk reaches second base with a double. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0 for 1 in the game. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Combs moves to second. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Selkirk hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 0 for 1 in the game. Saltzgaber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgens bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Saltzgaber moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to third for the out. Jorgens moves to second. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive to left field. Radcliffe throws towards the infield. Whitehead fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Whitehead. Jorgens scores. Allen moves to third. Combs moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0 for 2 in the game. Rolfe takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball towards right. Haas catches it and throws home to Sewell, who relays to second to double up Combs. Allen scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0 for 2 in the game. Peete hits a line drive into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazare hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball and throws to Whitehead covering. Safe. Jack Saltzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saltzgaber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Saltzgaber hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Saltzgaber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgens for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salzgaber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rolf takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Rolf moves to second. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig is walked intentionally. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Gehrig. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Selkirk is hit by the pitch. Rolf moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. Merle Hogue pinch runs for George Selkirk. Jack Salzgaber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salzgaber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salzgaber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salzgaber for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing right field. George Washington pinch hits for John Whitehead. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet is 0-for-3 in the game. Peet hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.